650 the number to text, and you can tweet at LBC. Charlotte Sterling Reed joins me, child nutrition specialist and founder of SR Nutrition, and Mark Dressen, a personal trainer for teenagers and children. Good afternoon to you.
Hello there. Hi.
Mark, first of all, let's start with you, given that you do the very thing that these people were advertising for, in a sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that kind of direct appeal to go and work in somebody's home with their kids?
To be fair, about 40% of my clients are exactly kids, so I do train kids at their houses. It's a normal thing in my day-to-day life.
In their houses?
Yeah, when I say houses, I mean residences, because most of the time the kids I train, they're sort of on a busy schedule. So when they come out of school, they have tutors for English and whatever. And then on top of that, they've got like sport classes going on. So I'm one of them.
Wow. So these are kids whose life is quite heavily timetabled. And
yes,
are any of them overweight, or is it about giving them a sense of maintaining their physical health that's your job?
Well, they're very specific needs, and that's why personal training is very good. As it says, it's personal. Every kid has their own needs. It is from being, let's say, overweight. And also, a lot of kids nowadays, what I find, are lacking in, so to speak, motor skills, meaning stuff like just walking backwards as a child is very, very difficult in nowadays, because it's something we don't do with our children. We keep them, trying to raise them as adults as quickly as possible, but not letting them be child and play on playgrounds, which should be a normal thing.
Well, some people do and some don't, I mean, it's not true of all, is it? I mean, there are plenty of thin kids around, running around all day.
Yeah.
I think you're right about access, though. I mean, I often think on the street where I grew up, at the bottom of it, there was a school playing field that we all had access to. There was a kind of wooded area at the end that had some old Victorian gravel tennis courts that were still there. They didn't belong to anybody, but we used to use them. And, there was space for activity and meeting other children and playing with other children. And both of those spaces are now built up on. So, the encroaching built up areas take away some of that space for kids to naturally move about.
Absolutely, I agree.
And how many of these children that you deal with actually enjoy what you do with them? Presumably you have to make it about play and movement rather than just exercise.
Yeah, so the thing is, it's not that a child, when you say to them, let's do some squats and push-ups, as you probably know when you have children, they're getting bored after the first exercise. So I always say to my clients, I'm more an entertainer than a trainer. Meaning that I'm trying to make the session fun. I'm trying to also give them some skill sets. So, for example, I teach a lot of my kids martial arts, and that approach really works, because that way they feel like they're learning something, but at the same time they're getting fit, and that really works. Works really well.
And does that increase their confidence, do you think, martial? People often say the martial arts achieves that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of time when we speak about children being overweight, it has some mental focus going on, or bullying or something else at behind all of the curtain, which is the trigger for it. And, in these sessions, you get to know kids very, very well. And then as a personal trainer, you're not just a trainer. I'm also NLP qualified. So we do talk about other stuff that's going on, and then I try to help them.
NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, for people who might not know. Charlotte Sterling Reed, listening to what Mark is saying, do you believe, Charlotte, that this is a good way to go about things with kids?
Well, I think it's important to put it into context a little bit. Exactly as the personal trainer you've just spoken to has been saying, it's great, yes, of course, if you can make it fun, if you can engage them, and actually if they're taking part in activity that they enjoy, there's a big difference between that and signing children who are very young up to a personal trainer for a rigorous exercise regime. So it depends on how you're going about it. But for me, I just think young children should be learning how to be creative and fun and engage in activity themselves, playing with their friends or imaginative play at home. So when we hear about children between the ages of 6 and 11 being signed up to personal trainers, of course, if they're doing that in a really fun way and they're doing it with lots of other children, brilliant. But actually, if it is a one-on-one personal trainer, I'm not sure that's going to be best for their long-term health.
Is it one-on-one with you, Mark?
Well, it depends, because some families have more children, so I do mini group sessions, but then that said, as their needs might be different, I do understand that playing with other children will increase that, but then the potential that one kid has one disability and needs to be working on, it will be hard doing that in a group setting. That's why most of the time it's one-to-one, especially when you train, let's say, the two brothers. They're going to be, you know, hitting their heads together, so to speak.
Hang on, and when you say disability, do you literally mean a disability, or do you mean different levels of ability?
Sorry, yeah, disability, what I mean is like a lack of sort of certain motor skills, like I just mentioned, walking backwards or not being able to jump on one leg and stuff like that.
Let's talk about food in all of this as well, Charlotte, given that you're a nutrition specialist. Food or exercise, which is the most important?
Well, of course, both of them are super important. I mean, exercise is very important for things like mental health. It's important for keeping blood healthy, body healthy, and all of those motor skills as well that that the personal trainer is talking about. And food is, of course, important from a completely different level. So, you know, food nourishes us. It's how we get our vitamins, minerals. It's how we grow. It's how we develop. So they're both just as important in my eyes, but potentially for different things. And I think that people do forget a little bit about food, or sometimes forget a little bit about exercise. And it's really about a whole approach to encouraging kids to grow up healthily.
A question to both of you, really. Do you find kids are willing? I mean, there's always been kids who aren't that interested in sport, or prefer to read than go out and get, you know, and run around and what have you. Do you find most kids, once you give them the opportunity to move more, take it?
I think it varies, and it varies depending on how they're given that exercise. You know, yes, if they're forced into an activity they don't like at school, they're possibly not going to grow up enjoying activity per se. But actually, there's so many different activities available, from, you know, gardening and walking, or you know, swimming, cycling. There's so many different things. Actually, if we can encourage children to try a wider variety, which isn't always possible for everybody, you might find more children getting engaged in different activity. Because let's remember, it doesn't have to be physical activity. It can just be, it doesn't have to be exercise. It can just be physical activity, walking, gardening, playing, skipping, anything like that.
Okay, it's all moving. Thank you, Charlotte Sterling-Reed. And Mark, a final thought from you on that. Do you find most kids take the opportunity when you give it to them to move more?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, for me, it's not, when we talk about personal trainers, we always are put into this box of people being, you know, in the gym and lifting heavy weights. Like I said before, my expertise is lying in sports science. I'm a sports scientist, so I do everything we can. So if the kid wants to cycle, we cycle. If it wants to swim, we swim. If you do martial arts, martial arts. So we do what the kid enjoys, because once it enjoys what it likes doing, then
you'll continue to do it, which is true of all of us, isn't it? If you enjoy a particular kind of exercise, you're more likely to do it than if it feels like a drag. What are the obstacles that you find? Thank you to both of you, to Mark Dressen and to Charlotte Sterling-Reed. I wonder what obstacles you find are in your way.